Tick season is here, and apparently it is off to a record-breaking start. We're joined by Dr. Jody Gangloff-Kaufman, a senior extension associate at the New York State IPM program at Cornell University. Doctor, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS. Thanks for a few minutes of your time today. Record-breaking start, what does that mean?
Well, it's been a warm winter, right? And ticks are out there. They overwinter pretty well, but when the temperatures get warmer, over 37 degrees, let's say, you can find ticks out and about looking for a blood meal.
Blood meal.
So it's an early season.
And how is that manifesting itself? In what ways?
This news report from Democrat and Chronicle says, there have been more hospital visits, ER visits for tick bites this year than in past years. So that's kind of alarming. We know that ticks are becoming more significant in more areas. They're moving northward, westward, and the numbers are increasing, you know, overall.
We've seen warm winters over the last several years. Winters when, you know, again, we haven't had huge stretches of, you know, temperatures like 15 and, you know, tons of snow. So have we had problems previous springs with an uptick in ticks, or is this kind of from out of the blue?
I think it's more a trend that's happening overall. You know, every year it seems like we have more ticks. And when we have mild winters, one thing that happens is the deer, you know, survive better, and they have more access to food. But it's more complicated for ticks, because when ticks are adapted to winter and they overwinter very well under snow cover, like a lot of arthropods. But when we have no snow cover, which a lot of the Northeast was lacking snow, we have fluctuating temperatures. Remember, it can go from 50 degrees to a polar vortex of 10 below. Those kinds of things are stressful for overwintering insects. So it may have a deleterious effect on tick survival, but it's complicated.
And are we seeing it throughout the entire Northeast, or are there parts of our area versus New England that are seeing it in a worse way?
I think we don't know for sure. There are people, you know, keeping these data, but overall, we all agree that ticks are on the rise, and we even have some new species of ticks that may be of consequence in the future as their populations grow.
Just our luck, new species of ticks. What should people look for, obviously, to try to avoid ticks?
It's good to know where ticks hang out, and each species has its own kind of needs in the environment. So the ones that transmit Lyme disease are black-legged ticks, and they like to be in areas that are moist. So where you have leaf litter, where you have woods, where you might have streams, things like that are common places to find black-legged ticks. And we have a couple other species that are more of the field edge, and they also transmit disease. So it's good to know where they are, good to protect yourself by wearing, you know, treated clothing, tuck your socks into your pants like it's 1984, and when you get home, do a tick check every day. If you are someone who's out and about, who works or plays outside, do a tick check every day, because you might overlook the tiniest of black-legged ticks that will transmit disease. Actually, it's the middle stage, the nymph, but they're very small.
I'm going to write that down about the socks in 1984. last thing, about 30 seconds. In our listening area, we've got the city, we've got suburbs, and we have rural areas in our listening area as well. Is the threat even across the board?
Not really. So New York City has its, you know, share of ticks, but there aren't that many, especially versus the number of people. But we see coyotes coming into New York City. So those numbers may grow. Nassau County is kind of overlooked. There are lots of ticks in the green areas. And the farther out you go in suburban areas where you have concentrations of deer, you will have concentrations of ticks. So you go to farmland where pesticides are used, and the ticks aren't as bad in farmland. But in suburban areas, that's where we see great concentration of them.
Dr. Jody Gangloff-Kaufman is a senior extension associate at the New York State IPM program at Cornell University, talking about tick season being here, and just our luck, it's off to a record start. Dr. Gangloff-Kaufman, we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.